Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's get to quick hits here. And as promised, the Browns were competitive on Sunday, JP, until they weren't. Jameis went for over 300 yards in the loss, a couple tutties, and let the media inside how he and the team prepared for the noise in the Superdome.
I was whispering cadences at practice, doing walkthroughs. I know that these fans here, they get electric, and with it being closed in, it's louder than you can ever imagine. That was our goal this week. Coach came up after the bye week and said, we have to play complimentary football. We have to play smart football, and we have to find a way to finish. And we got to continue to push toward those goals and eliminate all negatives and find a way.
All right, JP, did you hear the point where Jameis remembered he wasn't supposed to be kooky Jameis and instantly turned into sullen Jameis? Did you hear that?
It's the problem of being an all hype guy all the time, is that when something really bad happens, you don't know what to do with yourself.
So I think what happened is he forgot they lost for a second, and he was like, oh, I've got to tell people how up I got for this game that I would kill. Little, become a contracted killer. Just for the ability to hear Jameis at practice being like, red, 42.
You can't do it.
Meanwhile, in Berea, where it's just like birds chirping, like it's silence because it's a dead season and the season's over and everybody knows it. And he's just like, all right, Spider-Y2 banana, Omaha.
You did a group.
Omaha. Yeah. I listened to it like four times before the show of listening to me like, man, I got so excited. I whispered. And he's like, oh, wait, I'm not with the Saints anymore. We just got our asses kicked. I got to shut up.
He did throw 400 yards, though. Think about it. Like, if you're Jameis, you threw 400 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Good game for you. Bad game for the team.
Yeah, I mean,
good game for you, though. Like, how do you balance that? I've always thought that's a really hard thing as a player. You get curb stomped, but you yourself had a great game.
I don't think he had a great game. I think he put up a lot of yards. He had two really good throws. I mean, the Jerry Jeudy throw was awesome.
Well, hold on. We're going to dismiss Jameis's 400-yard performance and no interceptions. And okay. I think in Jameis's mind, he left thinking that was a pretty good game.
I don't think he had an awful game, but look at what were they on third down? Yeah, they were 3-13 on third down.
No, they weren't good on third.
Who's the quarterback on third down?
They threw for a lot of yards.
How many times did
they
throw
for a lot of yards? They had a lot. Well, I mean, there was some interesting moments in there, including 4th-and-1 where Nick Chubb just lost 2 yards.
I mean, they were 4-16 on 3rd and 4th down.
You don't think Jameis left thinking he had a good game?
No, I guess, but I think he thinks a lot of things.
Okay.
I think Jameis thinks a lot of things that are. He lives in a distorted reality field.
All right, we'll get back to this a little bit later on.
Omaha.
Jake Paul, the fight, it stunk. It absolutely stunk.
Good.
We had Rosie Perez on the call, which was fantastic for everybody. You saw Mike Tyson's butt cheeks. It was it was an experience for everything. It had everything, but it was
had streaming issues.
The fight itself was awful, Nick.
It was.
It was absolutely, and the fight before it was great, and then the fight that actually was supposed to be awesome with 60 million people watching. They had streaming issues. The fight seemed, I'll give Jake Paul credit. Can I give him credit here?
You may.
I said going into it, it was going to be a lose-lose, because either he lost to Mike Tyson and that's a loss, or he beat up an old man and that's not great for anybody to watch either. He had the awareness that Tyson's legs weren't there and he didn't have it, and then Jake Paul basically played nice the rest of the way instead of beating up on an old man. And he could have easily, it looked like third, fourth round, easily just taken Tyson out. He didn't do that because he knew nobody wanted to see that.
We just talked about empty calories for a 400-yard performance and a 21-point loss. That's all anything to do with either Paul brother is. Actually, not fair. The other one, who does the WWE-ing, he's actually pretty okay at that. But they're one-trick pony, right? They're professional heels because we live in an era of the nice guy society. And then you actually get them into a spot where they could do something of consequence, and they don't do it because they're a one-trick pony.
He's still one.
Yeah, I don't think that's an accomplishment. I think it is.
What was the accomplishment?
I think the accomplishment is
you've got 60 million people to tune in, so yeah. He did it.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing. Nobody realizes the grift. If you're one of the 60 million people, I don't mind because you sign up for Tyson, right? But if you sign up for the next one, it's now on you. Like, this should just expose what clowns these two jamokes are.
I've been making money for a lot of years.
Yes.
They clearly understand the game.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's not.
Like, hey, listen, you can be a grifter and make a lot of money.
Yes, being a grifter is not a skill. But let's just call it what it is. I think it's grifters.
I think what they do and how they present it and how they're able to latch onto all these different type of things, 100% a skill. Like I heard now all of a sudden the conversations about getting Conor McGregor in a fight. I would watch him fight Conor McGregor.
Are we just going to watch a bunch of old, washed-up dudes who have no business?
That's his lane. That's his lane. That's what he's latched himself onto.
I would say that I wish we could go back to a time where there was substance. It is boxing, and it's been dead for 50 years.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While the Browns lost another tough game on Sunday, another ex-Browns player is enjoying life elsewhere as Amari Cooper and the Bills bested the Chiefs is a great game, 30-20 in Orchard Park. After the dub, Coop was over the moon.
It's the first time in a long time that I've actually felt joy, you know, from winning this game, from, you know, just the way we played, from having so many guys on the team who, you know, are playmakers, and they come up and they show up when their number is called, collectively as a group. It's just amazing, you know, a lot of the guys here. It's just kind of a different place to Buffalo compared to some of the other places I've been to. So a lot of the guys, it's a tight-knit group, I would say. A lot of the guys go out together. They hang around each other 24/7, and it truly shows up on the field.
I mean, he's directly subtweeting the Cleveland Browns,
right? Are we taking everything he said as a shot? Like, are the Browns not a tight-knit group?
Like, I guess not. Now, again,
do they not all hang out? Is that the idea here?
I mean, I think we have to realize that Amari said the Browns were a tight-knit group when he was here, so I'm going to assume he was just lying.
Great one-handed catch he had on the side. It was old Amari was back, and that tells me that old Amari probably never left.
You know what's crazy about that? He's averaging 44 yards a game as a Bill in three games. Almost 50 yards a game. So He's not who he was in, like, he's not who he was the previous year where he was just a hyper productive guy, and he's happy. He's happy being a 50-yard receiver again.
He's still battling injuries over there, and they don't really truly have a number one right now. And so, like, he could be that number one. I think he knows that. There's an upside there for Amari. I think he gets that.
I think he's just enjoying not being a Cleveland Brown.
Omaha!
Inside the NBA, going to appear on ESPN and ABC next season. We didn't know if Inside the NBA was going to go away. They're going to be on ESPN. Nick, it's going to feel weird having, like, Shaq and Charles and Kenny and the whole entire gang on the Booyah Network. They try to squeeze in Stephen A. Smith on that show, I'm gonna lose my mind.
You know they are. And two, they're going to ruin it. They ruin Katie Nolan. Anything ESPN, there's a weird thing with ESPN that anything that they didn't create, they only acquire so they can ruin.
Okay, but here's the pushback. Pat McAfee, when he went to ESPN, we thought he was going to go down that same road too, where it just gets ruined. Pat McAfee's been every bit the same Pat McAfee he was prior, having a lot of success, not being really the Mickey Mouse ears attached to what you typically would see when they go over there. I wonder if Inside the NBA will be able to pull off the same type of treatment, where they built this thing already, they are so steadfast in their beliefs of how to do it that they just get away with all of it.
I mean, if ESPN was smart, they would just let them do what they do. The problem is, well, okay, so I don't think ESPN is stupid, but I think in broadcasting, ego becomes the thing of, I can't take credit for that, so the only way I can take credit is if I put my spin on it, and sure, that's how you ruin it.
I agree.
I have had enough program directors in this business, not at this station, thankfully, but at this business, that quite frankly is like, hey, yeah, you've got a great rated show. Let me go ahead and change it so I can tell my bosses how I did this. And then they sucked the life out of
the
thing.
But what McAfee did is when they tried to change it, he outed all of the executives that were trying to change it and said, this guy's trying to change my show, screw him. And I would bet dollars to donuts Inside the NBA would have the same mentality.
No, I want donuts.
I do too.
Omaha!
The Bengals season is almost as disappointing as the Browns. Despite 356 yards passing and three touchdowns from Joe Burrow, they fell to 4-6 in a Sunday night loss to the Chargers. It was interesting down the stretch, I will give them that. After the game, Ja'Marr Chase was asked why the team struggled to finish out games and gave a doozy of an answer.
You've seen Evan Rand
finish. Like, I've heard everybody obviously knows you need to do it. What do you do?
How do I do it? I don't know. Ask the coaches. Don't ask me. That's not my job.
To finish?
I play football on the field. I don't call plays, of course. You know? So I can't really do nothing.
So I think in the follow-up, you do hear that the reporters don't necessarily buy it's all on Zach Taylor. Is it safe to assume Ja'Marr Chase would like a new head coach now, please?
I think they all kind of do. The Bengals now have 5 losses this season when they score 25 points or more. That's tied for the most in NFL history for a team through 11 games. And that is insane. They have no defense, Nick.
They
have zero defense.
If they were both fired, who gets a job first, Zach Taylor or Kevin Stefanski?
Stefanski. Not even close.
Yeah, it's wild about that. One of those coaches has been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
but he's continued to get zero credit for that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
Well, but here's the thing. The next year, he's got a 5-2 playoff record. Now, again, I tend to think a lot of that's Joe Burrow, but I just think if we did the blind resume test, you'd probably go with Zach Taylor.
If I was Zach Taylor's family, I'd be like, he's the only guy that can beat Patrick bleeping Mahomes. You need to hire him. But it doesn't mean it's real.
So you think Stefanski's a better coach?
I think Stefanski's a better coach. Yeah, I think Stefanski with Joe Burrow would be awesome. The problem with this Bengals team is that it doesn't matter who you have with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's not the problem. He's playing great. He's putting up close to MVP caliber numbers, Nick. This defense is so bad because they're so mom and pop shop and they're so poor as a franchise. They can't afford any defenders. And you see what happened. Last night was Exhibit A.
I don't think this is on the coach. I think it's on a bad organization. Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.